Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente. Gerald is the author of Trends 2000, which is a book that I started telling you about back in 98, but it continues at this, almost 20 years later, it's continued to be a book of prophecy, not just a book of trends. And his publication, his periodical, is called the Trends Journal, which you need to subscribe to. I encourage you to go to trendsjournal.com, right? Is it trendsjournal.com? Is that right?
Yes, Gerald? trendsjournal.com so or trendsresearch.com.
There you go. So check either one of those out, and you find out all the things they're doing there. But don't go there unless you're looking, unless you can handle things that are provocative. Don't go there if you're looking for pablum. You're not going to get pablum there at the Trends, Journal. Gerald, let's talk about something different. Let's talk about what's going on in Europe with Britain looking, with a vote coming up on Thursday about whether to stay in whatever relationships they currently have, which is not a full relationship with the European Union. They're trading partners. They've got everything but the currency. They kept the pound, unlike Germany, unlike Italy and France, which gave up their currencies and went over to the euro. Britain didn't, so they're not a full member in that way. But they may be voting to leave. What are the implications?
Well, the implications are would be the beginning of the breakup of the European Union.
Yeah.
Excuse me, because it's not only in the UK where they're dissatisfied. They just had an election last night in Rome, and a woman, a 37-year-old woman, last name is Raggi, R-A-G-G-I. She's from the five-star movement. It's a protest new movement that started in Italy, and we don't have one here, by the way. They have them all throughout Europe. They have them in France with Le Pen's party. You have the alternative for Deutschland in Germany.
What is their ideology? What is their force?
Their ideologies are they want to restore the ethnicity of their nations.
Ah.
They're tired of being run by Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have others tell them what to do. They want their own currencies.
This is
radical. Mm. They want their own countries. Could you imagine that
sovereignty, right?
Could you imagine the nerve of these people? So now what happened in the UK, up until this past Thursday, it was 40% wanting to stay and 47% wanting to leave. Some madman killed this parliamentary member, and now the vote swung the other way.
A woman was
on this one incident, mm-hmm. and you have to wonder what this is about, because out of the blue, this is a trend tracking lesson, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people you cannot forecast the future. No one can. There are too many wild cards. You could forecast trends, see the direction things are going,
mm-hmm.
but nobody can predict the future. And this is an example of that not happening, not being able to do that because of just what happened now in the UK. So at this point, it looks like they're not going to leave. And now the markets have totally reversed.
Saw that, yeah.
You saw, for example, gold was over $1,300.
But you know, with this kind of emotional issue, this could completely turn around by Thursday. And so let's talk about the implications of one way or the other.
The implications are it will be the beginning of the end of the European Union.
I've said that too. I said that to Gordon Chang in the previous hour. He wasn't so convinced of that, but I believe.
Go back to what happened in what's going on in Italy.
Well, Greece.
Look what's going on
Greece
in Spain.
Greece is the best example because Greece should have been let go, but they wouldn't let it go because that would have created a precedent and a conduit, a track, a model for other people to get out of. Now, when Great Britain, if they leave, it will do all of that, but it'll also take away one of the most successful economies. So that's the reason I agree with you that this will be the end of the EU over time.
The EU and the euro, of course, as you mentioned, they have a sterling in the UK. All it did was cause inflation, and it lowered the standard of living for everybody. The facts are there.
And I
spent a lot of time in Italy. I was there the day the euro became the currency. Matter of fact,
I was there. I was too.
So you remember, it was about 86 cents to a dollar. And now with, you know, and then it went up to as high as 150 to a dollar. So what I'm saying is that this whole, it's more globalization, taking the rights away from people putting in the hands of multinationals.
What do you think would be the result of a breakup of EU?
Nothing. It'll be life as usual and better for the people. All it does is take the hands out of the central
bankers.
Don't you
think there'll be some disruption for 3 or 4 years?
No.
Until they get the currency reestablished?
For example, if the UK decided to leave, the sterling may plunge for a bit, and then it would come back stronger. What this would be doing is building one of our top trends for 2016, and that's called self-sustaining economies. It would be proud to buy a product made in UK.
How will they unwind? If it starts falling apart, if Greece leaves and Portugal leaves and Spain leaves, how will they unwind all of their central banking things that they've done?
Well, that's the issue. That's the ones that will be hurt the most are the central bankers.
Right.
And that's what they're going to try to stop.
That's going to be ugly as they try to unwind that and dissolve that and put those people out of business. How do you do that? How do you put those people out of business?
Well, put the central bankers out. It's an easy deal. There's not a lot of them. They've got to go look for real work. They have to go back to work for the Goldman Sachs gang or the Merrill Lynch mob.
I think practically it may be easy. Mechanically it may be easy. But I do think that there's going to be some economic disruption as a result of it.
I think only short term.
Yeah, you may be right. I think maybe a little longer than short term. Hold on to that thought. Give us the website again, Gerald.
TrendsResearch.com.
Stay with us right after these messages. We're going to talk some more with our good friend Gerald Celente. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.